You're going to read with us. We're going to read some out of the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter. 26th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Just listen now to the reading. Appreciate the day, appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning, this service. Appreciate what a heart's been made to feel already. Sweet songs and we are glad to have you here with us today. This is fairly familiar scripture I'm going to read, leave with you. We do need your prayers. Twenty-sixth chapter, Isaiah, we're going to start with the first verse. It says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low. Even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified, thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near to the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body, and shall they arise, awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Now maybe, correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the 26th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Now this is some wonderful scripture, and there's probably a whole lot more in this than we'll ever get around to or out of or be able to say. This is a good, I don't know, this chapter means a lot to us. It always has. And there's a special verse, I guess, in this chapter that means more to us than others. And I don't think that's what we're going to stay around, but I just want you to pray for us for just a minute. Now, I'm going to read a few more verses. You can read them later. Not many. And the scripture says, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. I want you to think about that. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Now, whether we get around to all that or not, I really don't know, just to be honest with you this morning. A little bit unsettled in one sense of the way, and then oversettled in other ways. So you just pray as much as you can. Bible says here in the first verse of the book of Isaiah, said, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Brethren, those are safe factors. A wall, my friend, was that kept the enemy out. It was safety. It's what they had the walls for. And up on the housetops, up on the walls, they built what they call bulwarks. A lot of us call them different things, banisters and different things. But it was safety. Safety. Keep that in mind. It was safe. And brethren, I want you to know and to realize, if I remember right, that the scripture teaches us that there was times that Jerusalem, my friend, that they would shut the gates. They'd keep the gates closed, my friend, to where nobody could go out nor anybody could come in. In other words, they didn't have access all the time. Now, the scripture teaches us, and you might say, preacher, what does he mean in that day they sang a song? They could not sing this song under the law. They could not. They didn't have what we call and what we experience, my friend, salvation. They didn't have it. They couldn't become clean or free of their sins. Their sins was always before them. The remembrance of their sins was always before them. Brethren, they could not get rid of them. They could atone them for a year, brethren, but the remembrance never left them. It was always evident. It was always before them. They had nothing that could wash them clean. They had nothing, brethren, that could make things right between them and their God today. We're living in a different day. We're, brethren, in the day of salvation. Are we not? Brethren, salvation. He said he would appoint for walls and bulwarks. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In the next verse, he says, what did he say? He said, open the gates. Open the gates that they might enter in. Brethren, that they might have access to this salvation this morning. Come. Come. I believe the scripture says in that when Jesus was talking in one place, he says, come, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Brethren, learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light this morning. Brethren, he bringing us to a place of salvation, was he not? Bible says that when Jesus came, he come to seek and to save that which was lost. Did he not? Come to seek and to save that which was lost. Brethren, no way under God's heaven that you'll ever get saved. Brethren, until you're lost this morning. Glory. Brethren, you've got to be lost. Brethren, out of control. Thank God, can't help yourself this morning. You can't do it. You can't bring salvation unto yourself. No, sir. You cannot. You can't draw salvation to yourself. No, sir. Brethren, the Bible says, no man cometh unto me except my Father, which is in heaven, draw you. Brethren, when he draws you, thank God he'll give you all he's got, which is salvation. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Brethren, they couldn't come and go as they pleased. Gates were shut. Brethren, a lot of times people today, you say, preacher, I just can't get there. Brethren, the Bible says if you come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he said, in no wise will he cast you away. Will he? No, he won't. No, he won't. Y'all pray, brethren, they some things. Preacher, I got no need to be saved. My friend, we all were sinners. Thank God. We all fell under the heading, my friend, that we needed a Savior. And we did. We needed one. We needed someone. Thank God to redeem us from our fallen state this morning. And he redeemed us. Thank God. He said he looked, my friend, and there is no intercessor. He looked, my friend, for them to help, and there was none to help him. He said, mine own arm. With mine own arm I brought salvation. Thank God with that Jesus brought, there was no other man nor way could be done today. It had to be him. We sang a song, says it had to be love. It had to be love. It did. He loved us. Bible says, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God, that's a good verse. That's a good verse. You can see that verse about anywhere. But brethren, it don't mean beans to you until you repent and believe it from the heart. We had in our Sunday school this morning about Israel. A lot of folks got a lot of different ideas about Israel. I'm not going to get into all that. But Paul said these words, brethren, about Israel. He said they was all of Israel, but there's not all children. Huh? There's all born Israelites, but they wasn't all Israel. Listen, it takes a believer, thank God, to ever get anything from God. He will not save an unbeliever this morning. No, he won't. No, he won't. Folks, come. Is that what he said? Come. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. 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 There's something, my friend, about you that the Spirit of God wants. Yes, sir. That God wants. Yes, sir. Truth of it is, there's something about you that belongs to God. Think about it. And it has a yearning, my friend, to know Him. Thank God. Thank God. I don't know this morning. I really don't. You say, preacher, I've already been saved. Well, you might not be the only one in the boat this morning. Think about that. Think about it. I know a lot of folks that thought they were saved. Yes, sir. They thought they were saved. Preacher, don't bear down like that. I want you to know, brethren, that this is something you can know, brother, without a doubt this morning. Amen. You don't have to wait till you get over yonder. I'm afraid it'd be too late if you're waiting on it. Brethren, they shall sing this song in Judah. Huh? Did you know it was a new song? It was a new song. They sang a song round about, said, a song that holy angels cannot sing. And that's very true. That's very true. We sang a song that the holy angels cannot sing. Why can't they, preacher? Brother, they ain't never been redeemed. That's why. They don't know what it is. Thank God. Think about it. What the Lord's done for us. What He's doing for us. What He's gonna do. You say, preacher, you talk like that, hey, He's gonna answer prayers on end. I believe He will. I believe there's many a saint been buried, my friend, that didn't get to see all their prayers answered. Huh? Not in their lifetime. But brethren, they come after. Huh? It didn't die. These things, Susan said something about her mother, and I was thinking as they were singing the song, the songs that eldest, my friend, wrote, my friend, and she probably didn't sing all of them over and over and over again, but brethren, they were some of them. Thank God that she would wear you out with, and brethren, it still ain't wore out. Do you know that? One they sung this morning's one of them. They sang another, my friend, Jesus Found Me. Huh? Walking in sin and shame. Huh? Darkness covered my soul.
Woo! Thank God you can get rid of the darkness this morning. You can come into His glorious light. Glorious light. Glorious light. Brother, I like it when glory comes down, don't you? Preacher, I don't know that I could sing that song. It'd be a good time to get saved. Do you know people? I hear people talk about when they got saved. And for the most part, folks, for the most part, brethren, it made a change in their life. It made a change. Something happened. Thank God. Miraculous. Can't say the word. It's a miracle. Just like a miracle. Yes. Yes. Brethren, your whole attitude will change when Jesus comes in. Yes, sir. It will. Isaiah prophesied of these days. He did. He prophesied of a lot. Brethren, he prophesied of the virgin going to be with child. 9th chapter, book of Isaiah. You get on over here into the 53rd and throughout the 66th or 67th. It's one of those, my friend, chapters, and he'll tell you about this kingdom. Thank God of salvation. It'll flood your soul. It will. He'll tell you about what's coming. Yes, He will. He'll tell you about some of them gates. Yes, He does. He'll tell you, my friend, what the Lord Himself, my friend, gonna do when He comes. He's going to set at liberty them that are captive. He's going to bind up the brokenhearted. Yes, sir. He's going to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Glory! What do you mean, preacher? Brethren, they didn't have the acceptable year of the Lord. This day is the day of salvation. Yes, it is. This day. Now is the accepted time. Yes, sir. Now. Glory to God. You don't know what's on tomorrow, my friend. The Lord said, in that day they shall sing this song in Judah. Huh? They shall sing this song in Judah. I wish this morning, I've had to take my time, but I wish this morning that you would get a hold. Thank God. No. Let me rephrase that. I would to God, my friend, the Spirit of God get a hold of you. Huh? I mean get a hold of you. I mean, show you right where you are. You say, preacher, would I leave here better if you'd accept it? If you reject it, my friend, you're going to leave here in worse shape. Yes, sir. And then let me tell you, it'll go home with you. It'll get in bed with you. It'll get on the job with you. Yes, it will. And it'll work. And it'll work. And it'll work. Yeah, just like I think about working a garden sometime. Huh? Yeah, you make a garden, my friend, you're going to work in it. You know that? You're going to do a lot of work before you even put a seed in the ground. Yes, you are. And then after you get the seed in the ground, you're going to work some more. Yes, sir. But after a while, thank God, after a while, you get to reap what you sowed, thank God. Woo! Ain't that good? Preacher, I don't want to reap what I sow. Well, quit sowing that bad seed. Huh? Yes, sir. I'm glad, thank God, the Bible says that you'll eat the fruit of your own labor. Ain't that what it said? The fruit of your own hands. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brother, that's what's wrong with a lot of folks today. Old Carlton Rogers said one day, we were just talking, he had doing this and that, and he said, you know what I've done, Randy? And I said, no. He said, I'm eating some of my own preaching. I thought, well, it ain't all bad, folks. It ain't all bad. I'll just be honest with you. You don't know half. You don't know nothing. Let me just put it that way. You don't know nothing. No, sir. It's about like looking at something when you go by. I learned a long time ago. Brethren, these women, they fix things. And I was a picky eater. Was. So you know what I decided? I'd look at some of that stuff and somebody'd be around me and I'd say, what is that? And, well, I don't know. Ain't one way to find out. Brethren, I'd put it on my plate. Yes, sir. I got to where I put a little of this. I didn't have enough plates, my friend, to put a little bit of everything. But I learned, my friend, you don't go by the looks. Huh? No. You don't go by the looks. Thank God. Hey, some of it, I don't even know what it is. Didn't ask nobody. But brethren, it went down good. Just trust in God. See if he won't do you good this morning. Amen. He will. Amen. He'll bless your soul. Amen. He'll run honey out on your porch. Amen. Yes, he will. Amen. Probably ain't going to be nobody around to see it. Probably ain't going to be nobody around to rejoice with you, but thank God, just rejoice. Rejoice that he passed by, that he even thought of you that day. Open the gates. Open the gates. I read to you the 21st chapter of the book of Revelations. And you know what that verse said? It said, and the gates of it shall not be shut. Huh? All day. You hear that? All day. Because there is no night there. No. No night there. My friend, the gates of access, brethren, are wide open. Brethren, they will not be shut. Brother, God's give you an open invitation. Yes, he has. He opened the gates. He opened up the way. He opened up the way. There is a fountain filled with blood. Drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Preacher, I don't like to talk about that bloody way. Brethren, except his blood get applied to you, you're none of his. Amen. Now, they sometimes just scares a lot of people to death. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't be scared today, would you? I'm scared of night. That's when my fear comes. When I was a kid, We'd run all over Pleasant Valley, dirt roads. We'd run most time barefooted. And we didn't know what was out there. Yeah. They had two or three of us get together, and we was playing fox and hounds what we was doing. But anyway, if there's two or three of us get together, and you know what? We'd see all kinds of things. Look down there. Boy, there's something down there. Yeah. You know, before you know it, all three or four of us, ever how many it was, we all saw it. Yeah. Brother, you couldn't get it. We wouldn't go down there. It didn't make no difference. They was coming after us. We done seen some things. The images of things. Brethren, when light comes, it puts a revealing on the matter. By the way, folks, I'm not a child of the night. I'm a child of the day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're all children of the day. Yes, sir. These things, my friend, that you'll find out that God's got in store for you, that, my friend, you just can't believe it and you just can't handle it had it not been for the Spirit of God. He'll feed you so well, my friend, you'll wonder why you didn't get saved a long time ago. Is that not right? Think about it. Access. The gates are not shut at all by day. You say, preacher, that scripture over in 21st chapter, that ain't talking about here. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I can prove it to you. It might take me a while. But it is. Huh? Be no need of the sun nor the moon. Why? Because Jesus is the light of that temple.
Amen.
Huh? Can I ask you something?
Amen.
The kids sang the song. We don't sing it much as adults. We ought to. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? I thought I had a light. But when the light come in, thank God, I didn't have a light. I didn't even have a flicker. No, sir. Think about it. Preacher, if I know the Lord would be that good to me, I'd give him a shot. I'll tell you what the Bible says. It said, come and taste of him and see if he ain't good. Huh? See if he ain't good. See if the Lord, my friend, himself, brethren, won't feed you and bless you on your journey. He'll do it. He'll do it. There's things, brethren, that we need to be eating, and it ain't of this world. Not of this world. No. Not of this world. Christ himself went over there. He said, I must needs go through Samaria. And the disciples went over there to get him something to eat. Didn't they? When they found him over there, they got talking to him. He wasn't hungry. He said, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Amen. And they began to talk to one another. Well, if you give him, ain't nobody give him. Huh? He done the will of the Father, and he eat. Yes, sir. Did not Moses commune with God for 40 days? Communed with him 40 days and 40 nights. Yes, sir. They didn't eat. But they eat. Didn't eat, but they did eat. Think about it. Brethren, Moses went up on the mountain the second time. Brethren, it got surreal. He said, God, just Show me your glory. Woo! They must have communed. Yes, sir. Lord told him, he said, I got a place. I got a place for you. Over here in the cleft of the rock. He said, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and I'll put my hand over you. He said, and I'll show you my backside. Glory to God, folks! Some of us just need to see the backside of this thing. Bible says when Moses come down off the mountain the second time that he had to wear a veil. People couldn't look upon him. Is that not right? He just saw the hinder part, folks. That was coming, though. That not what he saw? The hinder. Come, all ye that are laboring heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's what he said. I'll give you rest. Huh? Rest. Well, preacher, I rest. You don't know what rest is until you come and rest in the bosom of the Lord. There's some things I would to God this morning. I really do. I wish you could see and just get the visual. I know that you can look at pictures, and I know you can go places and you can see things, and it's amazing. It is. It's amazing how man has done a lot of things. But I want you to know God said, he said, I'll appoint them salvation for walls and bulwarks. In other words, salvation, my friend, is going to be that keeps you. That separates you. Thank God. Yes, sir. It takes being born again. Come and get a verse of a song, Mike, if you would. It takes being born again. Born again. Preacher, y'all one of them? Yeah, we one of them. He told Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. Yeah. Nicodemus didn't understand altogether, not right then. Because he said, how can I? How can I enter into my mother's womb the second time? And Christ said, marvel not that I said unto thee that thou must be born again. He said, that is born of flesh is flesh, but that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not. Huh? Marvel not. Brethren, whether you'll admit it or whether you won't, there's something on the inside of you that needs to be born again. Yes, sir. Born again, free from sin, happy, night and day. Do you know, there's something that comes with being saved. There's a lot of benefits.
Amen.
They are. There's a lot of benefits. There's benefits, my friend, that ain't never even been touched. Yeah. And I'll be the first one to tell you, and I'm not one of these. Rather than to say, just look around, there's people, my friend, that'll put on that smile. There's people that'll wear that badge. I've worked around people enough all my life to know. I've had a lot of volunteers tell me that it's a Christian. A Christian. You know who? You know who I had the most problem out of? Them, my friend, that volunteered that they is a Christian. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not telling no fairy tale. Now, I don't know why they wanted me to know that, but they wanted me to know up front, early on. Yes, sir. I never did advertise, my friend. I hired people, and I'd bring them in. They had to work under the supervisors and what have you, but I dealt with most of the paperwork and stuff like that, so they had to deal with me. I never would tell people I was a preacher. But you know what? Wouldn't take them long. They'd come around. They say, "There's just something about you." I said, "I don't know. What are you talking about?" And I'm not smart. I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck. I just wasn't going to tell them. Preacher, you ought to tell them. They figured it out.
Yeah.
Do you know that? They figured it out. Something. They figured out something. I had them, my friend, that I got fairly close to, and they'd cuss you like a sailor. Preacher, did you get down on them? No, didn't get down on them. But you know what? I always waited. Because the Lord one day would send them my way. And you know what? When he sent them my way, most of the time they was in a position they'd listen. They was in need of something. And it wasn't my money. Think about it. Think about it. They is in trouble. They is in trouble. Brother, they wanted somebody to pray for them. They wanted somebody to pray for them. That's what they wanted. Huh? They didn't know even how to ask sometimes. They didn't. But listen, this thing just don't sort of automatically rub off on people. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It don't do it. But I will say this. You be true to God and you be true to yourself and you be a true Christian, I'll guarantee you it'll make an effect on people.
Yeah.
It'll affect them one way or another. But it will affect them. It will. And the truth of it is, it'll have more of an effect than you can do it if you walked in every day and told them it's all going to hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know what I found? Pam, I've found that people know exactly where they live.
Yeah.
They know exactly. They know the shape they're in. They do. They know. The truth of it is, they know what they need. They just ain't willing to get down and give it to God. They sang a song that says, "Give up and let Jesus take over." Be the best thing you've ever done this morning while we stand. Sang a verse of some song.